The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Daniel Whiffen of Ireland, the 23-year-old from Loughborough University in Larne, in a small little town in Armagh, is in second place to Giorgio Palfineri, but he goes for gold. 25 metres to swim for Daniel Whiffen, but here comes Fink in lane two, past Palfineri. Has he got enough to get up and retain his title? I don't think so. It's going to be a gold medal for Ireland. In lane number four, Daniel Whiffen strikes gold.
Commentator John Kenny there. History was made last night, so where were you when Daniel Whiffen won gold in the 800-metre freestyle final in the pool at the Paris Olympics? Well, I was here in Ballina, and Henry McKean was in Daniel Whiffen's home village of Mahalin in County Down on the border with Armagh. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What
good morning.
Was the atmosphere like?
Well, it reminded me of when Joe Biden came to Ballina last year, and I'm, you know, here with a crowd and with you in Ballina, and there was an electricity in the air. There was an excitement. But when I first arrived, people were quite reserved. People were private. They kept themselves to themselves. No billboards or good luck signs or flags. Really quite quiet. But last night was, you know, record-breaking stuff. It was just brilliant. We're going to remember it forever. And I only realized that I was perhaps on home turf when I saw a personalized number plate. I won't give away the number plate, but you can kind of guess what it is. But nothing gave away that something massive was about to happen. It wasn't like in Skibbereen where there's pool like a dog signs everywhere. But the local GAA club, Pat, did invite me and the ladies team. They took a break in training to watch Daniel in the pool.
How you doing? I'm Nicole Catney. I'm from St Michael's Gaelic Club, Mahalin.
So we're here in Mahalin. You know the family. Seeing them grow up, seeing them swim, tell us.
So the Whiffen twins, we always know them as, were a couple of years below me, so I just always used to remember the mum coming down to the primary school, and my mum just talking to her, saying that she was up from 4 or 5 a.m., bringing the boys to swimming, and that was when they were eight or nine
Daniel
years of age.
And Nathan.
Not Daniel and Nathan, both going to swimming. I think they were swimming in Lisburn at that point. My mum used to always say that she'd be meeting Rachel on the way into the school with the boys, complaining about how early she was up at.
So you must be so proud.
Oh yes, we are. Yes, it's really nice to see. It's not very often you see much coming out of Marlin like this and stuff, and for this to happen and stuff, it's really good for him. I'm very happy for him.
Now, tell me about the golden moment, Henry.
Yeah, and just 2,000 people live in this small village, and it was beginning to build. The pub was quiet. Everyone was getting quite nervous, and they didn't quite understand Daniel Whiffen's tactics. And I was the same. I was going, what's going on here? But it was all part of the plan. Then the screaming started in St. Michael's GAA Club.
Amazing, that is amazing. From watching his mummy bringing him to the school gates at 9 o'clock in the morning when he's already had about 2 or 3 hours swimming lessons, that is amazing from a wee small village. That's outstanding.
And what's your name?
My name's Lynn.
How proud is the village?
Oh, they're immensely proud. They're a quiet village, but they're immensely proud. Everybody's been talking about him all through our own wee WhatsApp groups, all through our community pages. It's just amazing. It really is amazing.
And, you know, there's an emotion, there's electricity, there's a lot of warmth in the GAA club at the moment.
Yeah, they do. And do you know something? They probably don't understand just what they have here for them. This is our ladies' team here just alone, but it is going through the men's team, it's going through the underage. But I don't really think they do understand the love that we do have for them back here, as I say, right from altar serving. Oh, there's Rachel! Oh, sorry.
Who did you spot?
Rachel and Jonathan, the mummy and daddy. Sorry.
Oh,
look at him, he's so happy!
Trina, how are you feeling?
Oh, just immensely proud. Just fantastic, Daniel. Well done. That is
it's just such a massive achievement.
So you actually interrupted your GAA session
well,
to watch this?
We did, absolutely. Sport is sport at the end of the day, and it's not very often we have an Olympian to cheer on from here in Magherlin. So we're absolutely just over the moon for Daniel and his family.
So you're delighted?
Yeah, absolutely delighted.
You must be so proud being a neighbour.
Absolutely, super proud. Just knowing how much effort it must take for these athletes to do what they do, and to just all that practice to finally be seen to pay off here and to get us an Olympic medal. It's amazing.
Gold.
Absolutely, gold medal. Well done, Daniel.
It's extraordinary, that moment that she describes in the morning, seeing Daniel's mummy bring in the cup of tea, and he's already 2 or 3 hours training under his belt at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Unbelievable, the commitment, the sacrifices the family make, the community makes, because it, you know, it takes a village to create someone like this, and what it means for the young people coming up, how they feel. I know my son at home is glued to the TV. He's just 6. He swims as well. And so much pride. You can feel the pride. You can almost feel Trina there shaking with joy and happiness.
Well, blessed art thou among women. You went out with the ladies when they returned to their training.
I did. They were like, we need to continue training now. There's the competitive streak just there. And I also understand that at the Galway races, they had it on a big screen. But locally, in this village, they were just getting back to normal pretty much straight away. Here are neighbours and the ladies with stories about the twins, Daniel and Nathan Whiffen.
How do you feel? We're back out here on the GAA pitch.
We're just all so proud. For somewhere so small, like, he's really put the whole place on the map, and a gold medal in the whole world, like, it's unbelievable. It really is.
So you're delighted. Gold.
Delighted. Yeah. Delighted. Very, very proud. And just, yeah, really, really happy for them. Delighted.
What does it mean for the village?
It means an awful lot. Anything's possible. That's what we just said when we came out, you know, this wee place, and like, we're at gold. You can't do any better than that.
He was in your school. Yeah. What are your memories?
I just remember, like, even when it came to like PE and all, like, his interest was only really swimming, to be fair. Like, even up at the club, they were
football, but their real interest was swimming. Like,
die hard swimmers, that's all I can say.
You swam with them at the swimming gala?
Well, there was always swimming galas done in our primary school, so it was always different age groups. And I just remember, even the older brother himself, but when the twins stood up to do their leg of the gala or whatever, we used to just stand there and look at all the other schools, goes, you just have no chance, we've definitely won this. And they absolutely wiped the pool with them. Instead of wiped the field, they wiped the pool with them. Compared to it was always quite fun for us to know rightly, we were winning that easily, because we knew rightly they got up and down quicker than the guys near made the full length.
Caroline Neal, so just a neighbour.
So we're here outside the Whiffens family home. How proud is the estate? How's everyone feeling?
Oh, it's just amazing. Like, he did so well. It was really quite stressful watching it, so I don't know how stressful it was for him doing it and his family. But didn't doubt him for a second. Like, he just, blew us all away. Over the moon for them all.
And how's the family? How's everyone feeling?
Oh, just so exciting. The girls are just buzzing, jumping up and down. There was a lot of screaming there not so long ago, so we're very excited.
Stephen, neighbour, how do you feel after that?
Relieved. It was a bit stressful watching it as it went through, but yeah, it was very exciting watching. I think he did very, very well. He should be very proud.
Now, we hear stories of the twins, Daniel and Nathan. Is there a kind of a telepathy between them?
This is a really good point. I have friends who are twins, and yes, there is. And we're now going to go over to Paris. Jer Gilroy caught up with twin brother Nathan and parents Rachel and Jonathan at the Paris Olympics.
They always say there's a twin connection, but you never really know, you know, what it means. But it says when one of them feels unwell, the other one feels that they're unwell.
It is incredible. Like, he said it twice. He said it. I've already said this, but I need to say it again, that I heard my brother's voice in the middle of the arena.
Right. That's just lovely. Everyone believed in him, and I did too, so...
What was your take on the last 100 in particular?
I think the last couple of lengths, you know, we were all on our feet shouting and cheering, and all we wanted to do was just willing him. You know, at one point he'd sort of drop back behind again to Partenary, and I was just like, you know, him and Fink and Partenary were always going to be that race at the end, and it gave us that race that we wanted. They love to race, all three of them, and, you know, long may it continue.
Well, listen, you've got a son who's an Olympic champion. How does it feel?
Amazing.
Yeah, well, I was absolutely going for it when he walked out. I was like, he could definitely hear me, twin telepathy. So
he said it twice, that, like, you really calmed him down in the whole arena, 17,000 people shouting.
Nice.
What were you shouting?
what was it saying?
What were you saying?
Oh, I was like, come on, Daniel, you've got this. You're better than everybody in this race. You know it.
And it turns out he was.
Yeah. So, and he got the Olympic record, European record, Irish record, all the records.
How do you think he heard you?
How do I think I heard him? I actually don't know. It must be because people always ask about twin telepathy, and that's just how it goes, I guess.
And that's Ger Gilroy talking with their twin brother Nathan and parents Rachel and Jonathan at the pool in Paris last evening. And before that, we had Henry McKean enjoying himself up in Mahalin in County Down on the border with County Armagh.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.